Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, welcome back. I'm joined on the line now by fourth-year student Alana Corcoran-Cusack. She's hoping to travel to Tokyo in August to compete in the Sage World Cup along with five other students from her school. Good morning to you, Alana.
Good morning.
Let's find out who you are first. What age are you, Alana, and your classmates? And tell us about your school.
So, I'm 16 and my five other students, they're around the same age and we're from Clochdunanree. And
that's in Kingscourt in County Cavan.
Yeah, Kingscourt, County Cavan.
Very good. Very proud place. Big wide street, the whole lot.
Yeah.
And tell us what the Sage World Cup is.
So it's an international event for teen entrepreneurs. That Sage actually stands for Students for the Advancement of Global Entrepreneurship.
Well, that's a real catchy title there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you're a teenage entrepreneur. What did you design?
So luckily enough, I'm gifted with two very talented, creative, technical minds in my team. So I'm on the PR side. So
very good.
This is why I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
here
very
today.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah.
And they came up with the concept, the bin that sorts rubbish.
A bin that automatically sorts out the rubbish.
Yeah, from the source.
This is the concept. Yeah. So you've actually managed to design and create this.
Yeah, we have a prototype running right now and we hope to be able to source plastic bottles, aluminum cans and paper.
Okay, so it sorts out all those three from each other, is it?
Yeah, and well, hopefully in the future we'll be able to tweak the design due to maybe the company's needs if we're putting this in a specific building where they have more of one item or another.
Okay, and since you're on the PR side, it does have a snappy name at least, your design.
Yeah, so we're Team Rust, so that stands for Rubbish Utilisation Sorting Technology.
But that's much better than the SAGE acronym,
yeah.
Rust. So you're Team Rust and the project. What does the kind of project say about this team?
So we're like a group of very, like, we're obviously educated on the global warming and climate change, and it's in our curriculum, and we're talking about it near every day because it has such an impact on us. But we're very involved and intrigued by the idea because we really want to make a difference in the environment today.
So 16-year-olds, you talk about climate change a good bit, and you said it's in the curriculum, but I suppose just in the wider world, even if it wasn't in school, it's a concern of yours, is it?
Yeah, yes. So I'm a farmer on a small holding. I have a couple of cattle, a few hens, and I grow my own vegetables in my garden. So from a very young age, I was already involved with working with the land and the environment and really the importance of preserving it.
I'm glad to hear that because we talk all the time. They always say, you know, the agriculture, the farmers are producing all the emissions, and it's as if farmers hate the environment, but they're the ones actually looking after it. And you can see that from your perspective.
We try to do our best for the land.
What vegetables are you growing?
Oh, I'm growing beetroot.
Oh, really?
A bit of golden beetroot, cabbage, lettuces, red onions. Stuff
like that. You'll have to wait till the autumn, I presume, for the beets. But you must have plenty of lettuce at this stage, would you?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to keep away the slugs, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, how do you do that?
There's an old trick. You put a jar of beer into the soil.
A jar of beer?
It's meant to attract the slugs.
They
away.
Go there instead of the lettuce.
Yeah.
Do they go into the beer or what?
Sadly, they pass away into the beer, yeah.
Okay. But of course, they can fertilise the ground afterwards.
Oh, of course, yeah. Right.
So back to Rust, rubbish utilisation sorting technology. This is a deadly thing among this group of teenagers. But to get to the Sage World Cup requires money because it's in Tokyo. What do you need?
Well, the total is 20,000. That's to cover that. Most of that is going into flights and accommodation. And we really need to raise the funds because it's great the idea of getting there, but in real terms, we need to have the money to get there. So we're trying to do our best and raise awareness and campaign to get those expenses, because we only have about 1,300 in our school donations, but okay. Then we were also given 5,000 towards our flights.
Oh, where did the 5,000?
That's from YSI, Young Social Innovators.
Oh, very good. So that gives you about 6,300. Yeah. So you've quite a shortfall there. There's no bin like this elsewhere in the world.
Yeah, we've looked through projects with the Creative Spark Labs. They're an international project kind of making organization. So we've looked through there. We haven't found anything like this design. We've found stuff that maybe cameras can recognize certain properties of a material, but we haven't found anything like our design of our bin.
Great, it's unbelievable. And your teacher is Anya?
Yeah, Anya McQuaid. She's on holidays right now, so my mom is actually stepping in as kind of overseer.
She's worked really hard. We love to insert Anya McQuaid.
No, Miss McQuaid has done
deserves
her holidays. Great work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want people to do?
So on our Instagram, Rust on Instagram, there's multiple posts with QR codes or links to our school. Any donation, like we're just looking at donations, or even spread the word, share a post.
Instagram, so, Team Rust 2024, easy to find if you search Team Rust 2024.
Yeah, there's multiple posts there, or in our bio there's the link to our Away to Pay.
Now this is a brilliant thing. It's young people being young entrepreneurs sorting out rubbish, a project that doesn't exist anywhere in the world, to get to this Sage World Cup. Give your appeal now, because somebody might be rich enough to come and finish this whole thing in one go. You give your appeal, Alana Corker and Cusack, on behalf of Team Rust.
This is a groundbreaking bin. We're looking for money. We're looking for a main sponsor even to work with. I know we're gotten in contact with Kingspan.
Yeah.
We're waiting on word back from them. But we'd really love to have a main logo on our bin. And
you'll actually put the sponsor's logo, yeah. If someone comes in and does it all in one fell swoop. They'll have it on. Well, it's a fantastic idea.
We'd be more than delighted to.
How do you do it, by the way? Are there cameras and stuff involved? I presume if I go on Instagram, it'll be explained a bit more how the bin works.
Yeah, so we have a camera mount on our conveyor belt, and that actually uses AI to look at the characteristics of the material that's been put into the bin. And we know this has been done before with the AI and using camera recognition. So.
Yeah.
Going to look at the material and find out what it is, and then that in turn will activate certain flippers on our conveyor belt that moves along, and then that will in turn move our material into its consecutive bins.
Very good. That's a positive use of AI there as well.
Listen,
come here to me. It's been a pleasure. I wish you well. Instagram is the place to go. Team Rust 2024. We want to send the Kolochna Dunamri teens to Tokyo for the Sage World Cup. Alana Corcoran Cusick, has been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
You're an excellent public relations executive.
Best of luck.
Stay in touch. We'll find out how it goes. Slán, 51551 is our text.
From the North Text Studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.